You are tuned to NYC Radio Live. My name is David Ellenbogen, and in our studio, right now, ready to perform for you live, is Noura Mint Semali. Noura Mint Semali is from a family of musical royalty in Mauritania. She's a griot. She's joined by Jesh Shigali on guitar, fretless guitar. And playing for the first time together, all four of them, we have Jay Gandhi on the bansuri flute and Aaron Hansen on tabla, another Hindustani musician based in Brooklyn. We don't know what will happen, but we know it's going to be good. Here's Noura Mint Semali, Jesh Shigali, Jay Gandhi, and Aaron Hansen. Enjoy.
Yeah. Thank you. من صبي راجي بين وبيني ما بين حاجي حاجي بيا وعي Thank you.
I'm not going to Oh,
من دارت يشكون كانوا معلونة لا والله ما تمالون كانوا معلونة لا والله ما تمالون والله ما تمالون مالون 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 حد غلام الغلام من دارتي أشكون كانوا معلونة لا والله ما تمعلون كانوا معلونة لا والله ما تمعلون والله ما تمعلون والله ما معلون معلون معلون
وبذا الليل يختار ساق مرمان دولون وبذا
تقمر مندولون أحمر وأصفر وأخضر وأبيض والله معجون أحمر وأصفر وأخضر وأبيض والله معجون وحد غدا من الغلا من دار الجيش يكون حد غدا من الغلا من دار الجيش يكون كان معلول ترى والله
just had a incredible live set from Noura Mintsemali, Jess Shegali, Jay Gandhi, and Aaron Hansen. Joining me in the studio are Banning Air and Matt Tenari and Krishna Butt and Alexandra Tanu. What a special session. Thank you so much. Thank you, Noura. Thank you, Jess.
Thank you.
I guess very quickly, Noura, when I met you, I learned about your mother last time, but maybe you could tell a little bit about your father and what role he played in your music, and maybe Matt can translate for me.
Sure. Il te demande l'histoire de ton père. Il a dit que la dernière fois qu'on s'est vu à Timbuktu, tu as expliqué un peu de la musique mauritanienne et il demande sur ton père.
والدي وفنان معروف موريتاني قال له سيناريو لهم أطفال أستاذ الموسيقى لحن عدة فنانات كبار من موريتانيا.
Son père, c'est Seymal ou Lamadval. Il est reconnu, c'est un professeur de la musique. Donc, il connaît la musique traditionnelle et la madone. Donc, elle a ramassé beaucoup avec lui. Donc,
So, her father is a renowned musician and scholar in Mauritania. And
c'est un griot aussi.
He's a griot as well. And she was educated by her father in many ways. He's certainly not the only musician in the family, but yeah.
Griot, ça veut dire igaun, igaun, c'est Hassanien.
Igaun is a griot in Hassanien.
والفنان الوحيد اللي يكتب الموسيقى في موريتانيا. موريتانيا ما فيها مدارس موسيقى. والوحيد اللي يكتبها وبرغم انه مودي ما تخلى عن موسيقته التقليديه وتمسك بها خبط تيديني ويخبط جيتار ويخبط العود ويعدل يلحن ويقول لغنى شعر
سي بور سالا كي لا رانتري يا 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 سيمالي il connaît la musique il a étudié ça elle a vu depuis qu'elle est enfant elle a vu ce que son père il fait donc elle veut faire le message après le décès de son père.
Mm-hmm. So she's kind of it's been important to her to continue the work of her father and sort of follow in the same path. He was an inspiration to her.
Donc il est trop dans le traditionnel en même temps. Ça c'est pour ça qu'il est en train de faire.
Yeah, Seymali was somebody who was very instrumental in opening Moorish music up to outside influences, and so. He's this sort of idea of fusion music is something that was there from the beginning. And so that's what she's referring
with
to.
With him.
Which, yeah, with him.
But not really so much before him.
Y avait des autres qui fait la fusion avant ouais. C'est Mali.
Ouais, 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 il y a des autres. Il y a des autres griots qui fait la fusion. Mais ce n'est pas ça comme lui qui a étudié ça et il connaît tout ce qu'il va faire. Donc peut-être c'est...
But he took it to like a new level, kind of, and studied in Iraq and... devised a system of notation for Moorish music, arranged the national anthem. He's
wow.
Was an accomplished person.
And maybe she can speak about how it felt today to be playing with Aaron and with Jay.
Aujourd'hui, tu as joué avec Jay et Aaron. Qu'est-ce que tu sens dans ça?
زين عندي حتى تعرفي مع جيكانجي تعبرت معاه في دكار وذلي موسيقتهم زينة عندي موسيقتهم وذلي عزف زين عندي تعبت ناس اختلاط مع موسيقتنا احنا
وذلك لبكس عطر لا موسيقى دي جيكانجي سي جولي بور ال سالوي انرجي سالوي دوني كرشوز بور شانتي بليس
she feels like there's a really strong musical chemistry with Jay and Aaron, and it's a pleasure to play with them.
And maybe Jay, you can talk a little bit about your experiences today, and also how this all came together.
Yeah, this was just last year, or I think a year and a half ago, we Matt invited us, Aaron and I, to perform in Senegal, and we were fortunate that we were sharing a guest. We're in the same guest house as Nora and Jesh, and we were playing so much music together just spontaneously, and it was such a natural like chemistry and joy and for you know.
Yeah, it was really like the most special thing to come out of the festival. And
wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jay and I went to school together, and the festival was called Asaman Festival of Music and Astronomy. So we had.
That is like the coolest thing ever.
It gets cooler with the name. We found out from Jay that Asaman in Wolof means the sky, outer space. That's why we chose it for the name of the festival, because there was to be an astronomical observatory and a musical stage at the same time. So the name in Wolof just means like sky festival. Jay told us that it has the same meaning in Hindi. So we've been casually referring to this project as like the Asaman project, because that's where we met, and it's a word that means something in both contexts. So it's cool.
Wow, and you know, standing in the room is Banning Air, who's much more of a music journalist than myself. So maybe Banning, I don't know if you have any questions for any of the people here.
Thanks. That was really a beautiful connection that you guys were making. I just came in the middle of it, but I was blown away by it. But one thing that was really striking, maybe Jay, you can talk about this, and Jesh. The way in both traditions, there's the vocal is sort of leads, and there's a role of the flute, and both with the guitar of kind of following and shadowing the vocal, and both you guys were doing that so beautifully together. There seemed to be something about the roles of those instruments that made the whole thing work really naturally. I'd be curious to see how that strikes you. Je parlais de la manière de la flûte et la guitare de suivre. La voix.
De Nora.
Et ça fait une connexion entre les deux traditions, c'est
ouais.
Correct?
Ouais, ça c'est vrai, ça c'est vrai. Parce qu'on est dans le tradit et on goûte ce que Jay Gandhi elle fait. Et Nora, toujours, elle parle que la musique de Jay Gandhi, ça lui sort beaucoup de choses. Et en même temps, ma guitare, et on sent ce qu'il fait. Et lui aussi, il sent ce que nous on fait. Ce qu'on a joué de suite, on n'a pas répété. Ça fait 5 mois qu'on ne s'est pas retrouvé et c'est ici qu'on est en train de jouer. On est en train de plaguer. On n'a rien répété, donc nous tous, on est alhamdoulilah pour ça.
You want to translate?
Oh, go ahead.
I'll just translate quickly. He's just saying that it is a connection between the traditions because they met 5 months ago and didn't rehearse at all up until today, and there it was. You can hear the evidence is in the music. But Jay, maybe you want to talk about that.
Yeah, even in like in Indian music, Indian classical music, the voice is like the inspiration for all instrumental music, and it's the root of. It's the biggest, it's the most expressive instrument, really. So in this kind of format, and she's singing so beautifully, and we're just trying to support her and, and bring out the music as much as we can,
And maybe, Aaron, you can talk about where you were coming from groove-wise, if these were rhythms that you were familiar with before, or and maybe the differences between playing this African-based music versus some of the Indian-based stuff that you're more known for?
Well, as Jay said, we came into this recording without really at all a rehearsal, because in rehearsal today, we pretty much just drank tea and hung out. And so that really counted,
did, yeah.
Especially for the vibe. We just were like, let's just go with this, and that'll be great. But so a lot of the tunes were just trying to feel where they're going with it, and just try to support as best as I can. In Indian music, tabla plays a much more melodic role with a lot more interaction directly with what's happening. But in this context, supporting three melodic musicians, I just felt like it was more valuable for me just to really just try to support and hold down the rhythmic pulse. And so that's kind of what I try to do. As best I could.
I think you did a great job. I think you nailed it. We're just about out of time because Banning and I have to be on the air in just about 3 minutes. So I just wanted to say thank you all for coming. It was so beautiful. Thank you. You can tell Noura and Jesh that when I met them in Timbuktu and heard her sing for the first time, that was one of the most powerful experiences of my life. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Il te remercie beaucoup. Il dit que quand on s'est vu à Timbuktu, c'est quelque chose qui ça reste avec lui jusqu'à présent. C'était quelque chose de valeureux.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. So thank you all, and
thank you.
More to come.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Thank you
for having us. My pleasure. This was awesome. Ciao.
We're going to end this podcast with a track from Noura's hot new album, Zenny. Enjoy this, and thanks for listening. Peace. Thank you.